The new buildings cluster as many as 8 tiny dwelling units around a single shared kitchen. They usually come with their own bathrooms and microwave ovens and are sometimes marketed as apartments. But Seattle's current codes count the kitchens, not the units, to meet thresholds for design review. And these buildings have just 5 or 6 full kitchens. So the developers are getting fast-tracked approval for projects that might house 60 or more residents with no parking provided. Chris Lehman is president of the Community Council for the Eastlake neighborhood, which, along with Capitol Hill, has been demanding better oversight from the city.
Through this loophole, they're avoiding any need for public notice or comment or appeal or environmental analysis, even though by any measure it is having the same impacts as an apartment building that has that many units.
The community groups say this trend is undermining carefully laid neighborhood plans. They want a moratorium on new microhousing developments until new regulations are in place. Seattle City Council is discussing the issue. Councilmember Tom Rasmussen says he wants the gray area in the law to be cleared up.
I think there is a future for microhousing. The question is, what will that future look like?
They're balancing the clear demand for this kind of housing and the desire to keep it affordable. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.